afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we've got a wonderful show, of course, in store for you. Hope you had a great weekend. We did here in New York City. I know how often we complain about the weather here, but you know what? This past weekend, it was actually really nice. It was warm without being too hot. I've been talking to people from other parts of the world where the weather is like really going crazy. So I think the rest of the world is getting the crazy, awful weather that we usually get here in New York. It's shifted to other places in the world. So it's good for us here in New York. To our compatriots around the world, sorry about that, but you know, a sign that we need to pay a little bit more attention to our environment and how we treat it and how what we do to support the environment, because the environment is what gives us life. And if we don't take it a little more seriously, it's going to make life more and more difficult for us. Anyway, I know you've been anxiously awaiting your quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham, and we've got two new quotes today for you. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us. From the universe: from here, of course, all earthly problems appear small, really small. That's because we know they're fleeting. They prepare you for the best of your life, and you choose them, not wanting to obtain their rewards in any other way. But from where you are, of course, they can look gigantic. That's because they're often seen as permanent, limiting, and imposed upon you by chance, fate, or circumstance. Come on, let's get real. See them from our perspective. To the best of your life, starting right now, the universe. Interesting quote from Mike Dooley in the universe about perspective. And those of you who've come to any of my workshops or have listened to the show for a while know that I am a big believer in understanding the impact that perspective can have on how we see life and how we can live our lives, and that from different perspectives, different things take on different meanings, and that what can seem huge and daunting from one perspective can be an anthill from another perspective. And let's see what Abraham has in store today. From Abraham: physical pain is just an extension of emotion. It's all the same thing. There are two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad, which means you're connected to your energy stream or you're not allowing your energy stream. Abraham. So this quote from Abraham really gets to the root of Abraham's philosophy around energy and life and physicality, and how really we have a tendency, and this is something we practice here in our center, to think that, like, because we have a problem with our bodies, that it's purely something physical. If my foot hurts, there's a problem with my foot. If my shoulder hurts, it's a problem with my shoulder. Instead of really looking at it from a more energetic perspective, where what Abraham is saying is really it's all about how we're feeling. And either we're feeling good or we're feeling bad. And when those feelings get so lodged inside our psyches, that's when they become physical ailments. That's when they become, you know, a pain in the arm or a pain in the back or a pain in the neck. But really, once we're able to sort of access that emotion and really look at the physical sign as really just a symptom and not a cause of what's going on, that then we're able to sort of shift the emotions, shift the energy, and suddenly the symptoms aren't quite as strong anymore, are they? I had an experience over this weekend. I hurt my arm last week lifting something heavy, and my wrist was really bothering me for a number of days. And I worked with a woman who does some healing work here at our center, and the wrist felt better. And then, of course, the shoulder really started to give me pain and was really hurting me. And this past weekend, when I really, someone helped me to sort of look into it, did some body work, but also from an energetic perspective, you know, what was this pain really trying to teach me? Why was it there? And it really had to do with a loss, because I lost a good friend last week. And although outwardly people didn't necessarily see it as affecting me in a big way, underneath there was a lot of sadness. Underneath there was, again, that fear of loss. And when I really went into the pain of what it was all about, what was it trying to teach me or show me, it was holding on to that fear and holding on to that loss. So once I was able to sort of experience that and understand that and get that insight, suddenly the pain lessened. Suddenly the body wasn't as tight. Suddenly, you know, the pain was mitigated. So it was, for me, just a big reminder and a big lesson in that how, you know, what is physical is often energetic first. Not often, is always energetic first, and then becomes physical. So something to think about as you're going through your week until we come back together next week with more quotes of the day. I hope you enjoyed our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I think two great quotes on perspective and on the energetic side of life. Now it is my great pleasure to introduce to you my returning guest, Paula Oleska. Paula's been on the show once before. Paula is a consultant for small business owners and professionals, including even holistic practitioners such as your conscious consultant, myself. She's famous for helping people make immediate and lasting changes in how they feel, function, as well as solve problems in an easy and fun way without using mind control or tedious rehearsals. She is the creator of a brand new system of what's called the Brain Upgrade, and her new audio program called Your Secret Brain was recently released by the prestigious publisher Nightingale Conant. It's been around a long time, and it's on its way to becoming a bestseller. She has over two decades of experience in helping thousands of people around the world solve their biggest problems and find empowerment and freedom. And we're here today to discuss her new program, The Secret Brain. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Paula.
Thank you, Sam. It's such a pleasure and privilege to be here. And you're a wonderful host. And I thank you very much for inviting me to come back.
My pleasure. Especially, you know, when I find local people who are doing such good work and things that really help people make a difference in their life, it's always great to have them come on board. So before we really get into what your secret brain is all about, I'm just curious, what was the impetus behind creating this program? What inspired you to put together this course, which is a pretty extensive course? I mean, it's how many CDs? Like 6 CDs?
Yes, it's 6 CDs, 6 hours. Actually, it's 5 hours, and then the 6 CD is the bonus with putting all the techniques together in one, yeah, on one CD. What inspired me was essentially it's a key piece of my Brain Upgrade program, mm-hmm, because I have I've done a lot of research and I worked a lot on solving problems that had to do with emotions. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with the brain and brain integration. I'll get into that a little bit later. Yeah. But I was a very emotional child. Mm. And so, as you know, that's not a good thing. Yeah. It's always missed with criticism. Like, oh, you're so sensitive. So when I grew up and tried to solve my emotional problems, I looked at all kinds of different techniques. Mm. And I was very excited about each one of them. So positive thinking, I thought that was great. Meditation, affirmations, and everything that was available. But yet, it did not really solve the problems. It just put Band-Aids on them, essentially. And one of my biggest discoveries was that even though I could use those techniques to calm myself in the moment, right, if I went back to the situation that was initially caused the upset, nothing had changed. So I decided to go in the opposite direction. I decided to go more into the upset to find out what actually was going on. So that resulted in me crying for months and months and months. But I think crying is actually a very good method of healing. So
yeah, well, they say even crying is very detoxifying for the body, that when we cry, the body actually releases a lot of toxins too.
Right, that's what I've read later too. So I guess I detoxified myself very thoroughly at that time. And when I was digging deeper and deeper into what was causing my emotional reactions, I finally came to the realization that the root of all these upsetting reactions were unfulfilled needs. And at that time, I thought that everybody already knew that. But as I went on and talked to people and lectured and saw clients, I found out that nobody actually knew that, or hardly anybody did. So therefore, working with emotions was not effective, because it was preventing people from discovering what they needed to discover. It was always about, don't feel angry, don't feel scared, you need to put them aside, they are not nice, and things like that. And, you know, I'll be talking about that a little bit more later on in our conversation. But essentially, if you do that, you are depriving yourself of tremendous amount of information, because you need to have your needs met to survive. If you don't have your needs met, you will always be unhappy, and it's always going to show up as some kind of unhappy emotion. But instead of turning away from it, you need to learn how to work with those emotions to get to the root of it. And that's some of the things that I'm discussing in this program, and I'll be discussing with you today as well.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that I personally try and educate people a lot about, which is, as opposed to sort of judging our emotions as quote-unquote good or bad emotions, I mean, our emotions are energies, and it's just how we feel in the moment. And sometimes judging a certain emotion, like sadness, as being a bad emotion really doesn't do us justice, and then it doesn't allow us to have the full experience, where if we just sort of remove the judgment from the emotion and just, this is just how I feel right now, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just how I feel, then we can really access the emotion, and we can allow ourselves to really feel it, and then get to a deeper place.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. That's the first step, to allow ourselves to actually feel what's going on. And we've been so conditioned not to feel that many people just turn away, whether it's sadness or other, you know, especially things that are considered even worse, like anger or jealousy or fear, especially, also has bad reputation.
Absolutely. And and it's amazing how it's, it's not like just a Western civilization phenomenon, that in the East as well, and matter of fact, in the East, probably even more so, you know, of being cut off from the emotions and, oh, you know, don't cry. And I mean, it's amazing how that's something very, very common throughout the civilized world, quote unquote civilized world, so to speak, is this sort of, you know, being uncomfortable with people being emotional and trying to get people not to be emotional and turning people away from their emotions, which, as you've discovered, is one of our most powerful gifts, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And not only that, everybody has a very powerful part of the brain that generates or is in control of emotions. So you pretty much cannot get your brain in balance unless you learn how to work with emotions in a different way.
Ah, wonderful, which sets us up to talk about, when we come back from break, all about what is the secret brain. And as I understand, we have a couple of different brains, don't we?
Yes.
So when we come back from break, we're going to talk all about what is your secret brain, and hopefully you'll learn some great stuff this hour. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This hour, we're talking to Paula Oleska, creator of a brand new program called Your Secret Brain. What do you hope people are going to get out of this program?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, I think there will be three major benefits. Okay. The first benefit is understanding that there is only one underlying reason under most of our problems.
Okay.
And second benefit will be to understand why most of the other self-help or self-improvement programs are only partially effective.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody I teach says that they use a number of those techniques, some of them I mentioned before that I tried also,
mm-hmm.
and they only work up to the point. So
right.
we are going to be talking about why that is and what is the approach that actually will address the real cause. And the third benefit, and that's why I think you listeners need to stay to the very end, we'll be talking about the role of emotions in organizing our brain function and development and how to work with them in a new constructive way.
Okay. All right. Great. So why did you call this program Your Secret Brain?
The reason is because when people talk about the brain, they usually talk about the cortex. People talk about the right brain, left brain.
Right.
Sometimes they talk about a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is the alarm center, located in the part of the brain called the limbic system. But really, there is no understanding that I could see, especially in popular science of self-improvement, that understands the role of the midbrain, the limbic system, which I call the emotional brain. It's part of those three structures we are going to get into a little bit later.
Okay.
So it's a secret brain because we have it, we use it all the time, but we don't really understand what it is.
Right.
It's hiding in the shadows.
Right. And so, before we talked a bit about, kind of the emotions and sort of the real mental things, but it's really what you've come up with is something that's more than just a mental program, so to speak, like other self-help programs that are out there. It's really something that more integrates the body with the mind.
Yes, absolutely. This is the most interesting and I would say outstanding qualities of my program, because it's based on this relatively new understanding that the brain is in the body, not only in the sense that the brain in the head is part of the body, but also that there's a completely different understanding about what the brain is. The brain is actually not an organ as much as it's a communication network.
Mm.
It's a communication network that extends throughout your whole body.
Right.
From the top of your head to your toenails and fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
And there are chemicals and electrical signals constantly traveling back and forth. And what we think, the mind, is an outcome of what actually goes on in the body.
In the body, right.
From that communication. So the fastest way to change how your brain is organized is to engage your body, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more. And
very interesting. Yeah.
Giving some specific examples and techniques.
Right, and they've actually found that like there are neurons not just in the brain. Like everyone used to think, well, that's a neural network. They're all in the brain. There are neurons in the heart. I've even heard there are neurons in our gut. So that this idea of the brain being the only seat of consciousness isn't really so. It's actually spread out throughout our body. And I know there are places like Heart Math Institute that have been able to measure the electromagnetic fields that the brain generates, which apparently is about extends out about 3 to 6 inches, but that the electromagnetic field that the heart generates extends out like 3 feet.
Yes, I've read about the research as well, and they actually say that the brain entrains to the heart. Entrains mean synchronizes. So
right.
The mainstream science says that the brain in the head actually is the seat of everything.
Mm.
But the research from the Heart Math Institute says that the heart is the primary organ of cognition, and then the brain actually synchronizes with that.
Right.
So I approach that even in a slight, somewhat different way, because I even, you know, my approach, and this is also supported by the very cutting edge neuroscience, it's not even about the organs. It's really
right.
about the chemicals and electrical signals traveling throughout the body and conveying messages to and from different organs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very mobile network.
Right.
And therefore, it requires a very different tools, because it's not a physical object anymore.
Right.
So our brains are not just a physical object sitting in our skulls.
Right.
They are communication networks like the internet.
Right.
And therefore, they require very different tools to work with compared to what you work with when you work with a physical object.
Right.
Because if you, let's say, want to repair a table,
right.
then you take a nail and a hammer and you put them together.
Right.
But if you want to repair a computer chip, it's much more sophisticated with
right.
much smaller tools, and you need to also integrate the circuits within the computer to make sure the computer works. So
right.
What I suggest is that we need to do similar kind of work with our brain. We need to organize the network so that all centers are on at the same time.
Right, right. Okay, great. So somebody, let's take an example. Somebody comes to you, they have some issue. I mean, I don't know what kind of typical issues, but let's say they've had some trauma in their life and it causes them to have a certain repeating pattern. How, with your method, like how would you work with somebody?
So your question brings me to that idea that I listed as the first benefit, which is understanding that all problems have the one underlying cause, and that cause is brain disorganization. So we don't really think about that, but the, as I said, brain, there are different brain centers,
right,
that even you brought up, the heart
right.
and the gut, but there's also this whole circulation that goes on,
right
so
yeah, the central nervous system extends throughout the entire body.
But it's actually not even the central nervous system, because central nervous system works through neurons, but this is
right.
a chemical electromagnetic network.
Okay.
So it's a signaling that is traveling through cells, from cell to cell, but in a different pathway through chemicals and electromagnetic signals. So we, just like with other electrical networks, they sometimes shut down. So with, we know that living in New York City, we sometimes have brownouts, which means when the demand for energy is too high, certain neighborhoods are going to experience less energy shut down, or just not enough energy
to. And on the very rare occasion, a blackout where the electric just totally turns off, like happened how long ago? 93 or something?
Actually, even more recently than that. I think it was 2005 was the last
2000, right.
Yes. I was in London at that time, and the blackout happened just on the day when I was going to go back. So I happily went to the airport already for my trip, and I had to go back because nothing was flying. So just to bring it to the brain for a moment. So when we have a brain brownouts, that means we are not processing information correctly. For people who are just in a, you know, not a traumatized state, it means that you become forgetful. Like, have you ever locked yourself out of your office? I did.
Forgotten my keys, yeah.
Right. So these are little brownouts. Trauma is a huge brownout, which disorganizes a lot of networks. And we would then identify many of the different physical and emotional techniques that will help the person reorganize themselves on the physical and emotional and mental level.
I
would say mental at the end, because this is one of the consequences from understanding that the brain is in the body, is that the thinking, contrary to mainstream perception, is actually the outcome of what happens on the body level. If you change the way the brain is organized in the body and emotions, your thinking will change also. And I will give you some examples of that later.
So I see. So you're taking sort of a very holistic view of both sort of mental, emotional, and physical as sort of three different systems that work all together, or as that are one complete system together, not pulling things apart and saying, okay, well, this is just this part of or that part, but it's that we have to deal with all three areas.
That's right. And the additional part of that understanding is that from my experience, the brain is self-organizing. So I don't have to say, well, we need to work with this part of the brain or that part of the brain. I can just see where the imbalance is, but then once we identify what needs to, what the person needs to do to bring that into balance, the brain will organize itself through it to engage whatever is most beneficial for a particular task, while all centers are online at the same time.
Okay, great, great. Okay, it's time for us to take another commercial break. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about like why the brain gets disorganized and how do we get it back to being appropriately, I guess, organized, okay?
Okay.
Sounds great. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And of course, if anyone has your own questions, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Paul Oleska about your secret brain. So, Paul, before we went to break, you said that the one underlying thing that causes all problems is brain disorganization. So what causes brain disorganization, and how do we reorganize it?
Great question. So almost anything can cause brain disorganization. So it could be something that you ate, for instance. You know, I think we all know that it's very hard to use your mind or be organized and on time when you have a stomach ache. We also know that if you have a flu or any kind of illness, it's really hard to get yourself together, think about what you need to do, and get out of bed and do it.
Right. Or if it's even just Monday morning.
Right. It's the Monday blues. Right. So that could be on a chemical level. Of course, on the emotional level, there is tremendous amount of stress. And I also wanted to emphasize that organization and disorganization are very fluid states. So, for instance, when it comes to emotional factors, let's say you have a very good start to the day. The weather is good. Right. You feel good. Everything looks rosy. And then you get to the office and you find out that your best colleague was fired, or there is some problem with some task that you were responsible for. All of a sudden, you lose your ability to concentrate. You can't think clearly. You start breathing rapidly, and anxiety sets in. And that goes on for a while, and then you find out, you know, maybe someone helps you solve these problems. Maybe someone helps you soothe your ruffled spirits, and you're back to being organized. You can now back think clearly. You can go about your day in a more organized way. So we go in and out of organization all the time, or also another word for that is integration. And of course, physical stress can affect us as well. So something even like hot weather, for some people, it's, you know, completely shuts down their minds. So these are almost anything can cause disorganization, but the good news is that with the right kind of input, we can organize ourselves very quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like we're getting bombarded from so many different directions that can kind of throw us off kilter or get us out of alignment. What can we do to get back in alignment?
Well, I think that most people, most of our listeners, are probably familiar with techniques that are being put forth by everybody else. So slow down your breathing, meditate, and so on. And that's all very useful. But I suggest that we also do some very simple, gentle physical activities.
Okay.
So one activity is called self-hug.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with organizing your body for emotional stress release. Let's give our listeners an example of what that is. So, dear listener, take stock of how you feel right now, and notice any kind of discomfort, physical and emotional, and then let's do self-hug. So cross your ankles, stretch your arms out with your thumbs up, turn your thumbs down,
mm-hmm.
cross your wrists,
mm-hmm.
and interlace your fingers, and
okay.
then bend your elbows and rest your hands on your chest. If that is too stressful, you can simply tuck your hands under your armpits.
Okay.
Ideally, you are going to do this exercise in silence while you are quietly processing your situation for anywhere from 1 to 5 minutes.
Mm.
But since we are on the radio,
yeah.
you can stay in this position and still listen to us. And I'll check with you in a moment to see how you feel.
Oh,
so. So in a moment we'll come back to that. So this is one of the very simple activities that calms everything down, of course, relative to how high the stress was. But after 1 or 2 minutes, most people experience a very calming effect.
Why is that? It's like a very simple kind of position to go in. Why does that kind of physically affect us in the way that makes us feel more calm?
We actually don't know, and my answer to a lot of these questions is that we haven't found out yet.
But we just know they work.
We just know they work. So some people have a theory that it's because you are, so to speak, tying the ends of meridians together.
From an energetic perspective. Yeah.
That's right. And essentially, I don't know, but I know it works, and I do it myself all the time.
Okay. So how did you discover some of these techniques? I'm just curious.
Many of those techniques I've learned from other colleagues in the field of specialized kinesiology. And my mentors were John Thee, who founded Touch for Health, Dr. Paul Dennison, and his wife Gail Dennison, who started Brain Gym, and Carla Hannaford, PhD biologist who brought a lot of science to our understanding how the brain and body are connected and why movement is a door to learning, as she says in the title of her book, and many other specialists in the field of specialized kinesiology who I admire and I learned from. So that was my foundation, and then I kind of took off with my own research, and especially in the field of working with emotions, I put together my own synthesis that is not exactly like anything anybody else uses.
Wonderful. Okay. So that helps to reorganize the brain.
That's right. So let's check with our listeners. And after those few minutes, check with yourself to see or experience if your state is calmer.
Mm-hmm.
And do the second part of self-hug, which is put your feet on the floor uncrossed and touch your fingertips together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can hold that for another minute and then let go by yourself. It's just going to complete the circuit. And this is, by the way, something that I think everybody knows people do under stress anyway. Many executives sit in meetings like that, and just as they try to figure something out, they will do that. So we also don't know why it works. Maybe it has to do with the meridians in the upper body, or maybe it has to do with something else, but we know again that it has a very calming effect.
Right. It's interesting, people tend to do it instinctively almost.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Any other techniques?
Yes, a little bit later I will share another exercise that has to do with procrastination, and that has to do with that gives me actually an in to talk about the three different brains.
Okay.
So this is something that some scientists are starting to talk about, but again, it's not common knowledge yet.
Right.
But we have three major structures of the brain, which were mapped out by Dr. Paul MacLean in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he called them the reptilian brain, the limbic system, and the cortex.
Okay.
I call them behavioral brain, emotional brain, and a thinking brain.
Ah, okay.
So, the interesting thing is that unless you do something to get them organized, they don't communicate very well.
Yeah, they say like you can try and change your thoughts, but it doesn't necessarily change your behaviors. So divide things up to behavior, emotion, and thoughts is an interesting way of looking at it.
Right, and these are actually, you know, specific parts of the brain that are responsible for different things. So I call the what Paul MacLean called the reptilian brain, I call it the behavioral brain because it's in charge of our movement. It engages big muscles, and it also is in charge of commands for move or freeze.
Right, right, fight or flight, yeah.
No, actually, fight or flight is more of a limbic quality.
Ah, okay.
This is about move and freeze.
Move and freeze,
so you can think about, let's say you're crossing the street and the truck suddenly, you see truck coming to you at high speed.
Right.
You will either freeze or you will dart out of the way without thinking.
Right.
So that's the domain of the... of the behavioral brain. It's move or freeze.
Move or freeze.
So
okay.
The part of the brain that takes in information is the thinking brain.
Right.
Thinking brain loves taking in information and it loves thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is trying to get the behavioral brain to change the behavior. And the behavioral brain doesn't listen because it doesn't understand verbal language. So that's why we have so much... so many ideas we cannot put into action because we are not engaging the behavioral brain in the correct way. So after the break, I'm going to share the exercise that will help us do that.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. And I'm just curious, that process, is that also, you have, I know, a three-step process that helps to resolve problems and conflicts and help people to get past worry and fear. Is it a related technique?
Yes, it starts with the behavioral brain, and I'll talk about it a little bit later.
Right.
So we will have a process for the behavioral brain, we'll have a process for the emotional brain, and we'll have a process for thinking brain.
Ah, wonderful.
And when you put it all together, you can actually solve all these problems.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go out to break, and when we come back, let's dive right in and learn all about those three processes. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and our guest this hour has been Paula Oleska. We've just got a few minutes left, but we did want to kind of give our audience some good juicy stuff before we close out. So, you know, we mentioned how, you know, there are these three brains, and so there's a three-step process to kind of help to reorganize and bring, I guess, back in sync. I don't know if that's the right term or not, these three brains, and to really help us with the challenges that we have in daily life.
That's right. So let's look at, first of all, I wanted to, again, validate and rehabilitate our limbic system, our emotional brain. Just in a few words, we don't realize that everything is emotional.
Yeah.
Everything is emotional. And I'll be very happy to tell you more about it, but I think we'll be out of time, and I'd rather also share the process you can use for yourselves.
Right.
So, of course, you can find out more about that in the actual program, which we'll tell you later about how to get it. So when we have any kind of emotional distress, and that could be, as I mentioned, procrastination, it could be the anxiety of perfectionism, it could be other forms of fear, worry, or anger, the reaction starts on the body level. So we need to engage, the behavioral brain.
Right.
And this is one exercise that also connects behavioral brain to thinking brain. So if you want to do it for, use it for eliminating procrastination, that'll be very easy.
Right.
By the way, I'm going to send a chart with all the activities we are discussing today to anybody who wants, because it's kind of hard to get it when you just hear it once.
Right.
So we start with exercise I called cat arches sitting down.
Okay.
Anybody who has done yoga is probably familiar with cat arches. It's essentially rounding your back, starting with your hips. So if we had more time, I would guide you through this, dear listener, but I'm just going to signal that that's what we are going to do.
Okay, cat arches.
Right, and we have four activities to disengage the reaction of whatever it is, fear, anger, anxiety, or whatever it is in the behavioral brain.
Right.
Then we do a series of activities for the limbic system, for the emotional brain. We need to bring the emotions into balance.
Right.
And that connects with what you were saying in the very beginning, that emotions are energy.
Right.
So the thing about energy is that energy is the same. So from my perspective, all emotions are essentially the same energy in different forms. It's kind of like water, which has three states, but we don't think about them as separate. Whether you look at a piece of ice or you see steam, you don't think, oh, it's a different thing. Maybe when you are a very small child, but not when you're grown up. You
but
still know that
water.
It's the same thing.
Right.
So this the same thing has to do with emotions. So to bring emotions into balance, you will follow a cycle of that I adopted from the Chinese system of five elements. Even though the Chinese culture is not particularly emotional, but I found that that cycle of five elements, which takes us through emotions of fear, anger, and sadness and regret, as well as compassion and joy, it's a really wonderful way to bring everything into balance. And the secret to working with your distressing situation is that all of those emotions show up at the same time, except we pay more attention to one.
So
we think that, well, this situation just makes me angry. But if you follow the cycle of five elements, you will be able to look for, and I can guarantee you, you will find the other emotions as well.
Right.
And a very important element in this cycle is element of compassion, where we learn how to comfort those other parts of ourselves which are experiencing fear, anger, or sadness, and we can comfort them and help them come into balance, and that will result in joy. So during this process for about 10 to 15 minutes, you will feel a significant difference in how you're going to feel about the situation.
And what do we physically do for this?
While you're processing that, you can do the self-hug exercise that we just did.
Okay.
And also the points for emotional stress release, which are on the forehead, and you simply cover them with your fingers. So there will be a picture of that in the handout as well.
Okay, wonderful.
And then once you have processed your emotions according to this pattern, you will then do exercise called cross crawl, which will engage your thinking brain. Because as you know, if you are really distressed emotionally for whatever reason, you can't really think clearly.
Right.
So one of the purposes of this process is to free your thinking brain to actually think, so you'll be able to constructively think about solutions. Cross crawl is a very simple activity which is done essentially standing up. It's like marching in place, except you are going to touch your hand to the opposite knee, and you do that for about 1 to 3 minutes, and you can do it in different directions, touching your heel behind your back, and also doing extending your arm and leg in the opposite direction on a diagonal. And I can guarantee you that once you do these three steps, you are going to be able to think about your problem in a very different way. Many people who work with me and have followed this process actually said that the problem disappeared. And they could actually think about solutions much more clearly, or the problem just became irrelevant. So it works very quickly. And then one additional benefit is that once you free up your thinking brain to actually be thinking, that's the part of your brain you can use to identify what is that underlying need that is fueling that emotional reaction. So for instance, very brief example, I remember, I think it's a very common experience. You come into the subway station, the train is just leaving, and you have to get somewhere on time. So I remember getting very angry at some point. And then, of course, I used my process to process that, and I was questioning what is going on that's making me angry. And after doing a little bit of analysis, I realized it has to do with the distress about things that are supposed to be there that are not there. And it's a very old childhood issue, as I think many listeners can identify with. Because I think as children, many times we were either verbally promised things which we didn't get, or there was an expectation that a parent will be attentive and caring and supportive. And many parents were not. So there is this underlying unfulfilled need. And then I don't have time to do it right now, but in the process on the CDs, I guide, I will guide the listener to how to work with that need to get it resolved.
Okay, so it's not a quick sort of physical, it's a whole process for unfulfilled needs.
Right, it's a physical and emotional process.
I see. I see. Wonderful. So if I just want to ask the tying this all together. So when you work with somebody and they have these issues, you work on this emotional, physical, mental level, really helping to engage all these different aspects of ourselves to be more organized, more in alignment, more capable to be able to deal with these common situations that come up all the time.
Yes, and my experience has been that people who work with me and who are use this process, these processes on their own, become much more resilient. So they are not bothered by the things that used to be bothered by without rehearsal. They don't have to practice new behaviors. Those new behaviors kind of show up. And they sometimes say, like, I don't know why I said that, or I don't know where that came from. But it came from that new state of integration, of them being organized to function along new lines.
Wonderful.
So that the old programming no longer operates.
Wonderful. So if people want to find out more information about you and about your work, where can they find you?
You can find me on my website, www.brainupgrade, spelled with capital B and capital U, .biz. It's not .com yet. I'm working on reclaiming that domain from someone else, but at the moment it's .biz. So it's www.brainupgrade, spelled with capital B and capital U, .biz. You can email me from paula.brainupgrade.biz. And you can also call me at 917-204-2683. And
wonderful. Can they find this program on your website, your Secret Brain?
Thank you for asking. Yes, the program is on the website, and you can buy it at a discount. It's listed at $139 on Amazon, but you can get it for $95 without shipping charge from me on my website.
Oh, wonderful. Once again, that's brainupgrade.biz. Well, wonderful, Paula. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in studio with us and share some of your amazing, amazing work. Definitely something to learn more about and dive deeper into.
Thank you so much, Sam, and thank you, listeners, for sticking with us. And I'm so excited to be able to share this information with you, and I think it's going to change your life.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Of course, coming up next, we have our resident actor, Kevin Barbaro, with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. We're reprising one of his early episodes today. He's up in Boston doing some work, which I'm sure he'll tell you all about next week when he gets back. We'll have another amazing guest next week. I don't have my schedule in front of me, so I can't tell you who, but you want to tune in and definitely listen, because I know they're going to be good too, right? You had great information today. We'll have more great stuff next week. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.